How heartened are you by the fact that Eli Manning will be your quarterback next season?
Well, I mean, obviously it's something that we wanted, but and he was one thing about Pat is he was very positive about Eli right from the beginning of the interview, and certainly that was a positive.
John, what kind of day is this for the Giants franchise?
Well, I hope it's a new beginning for us and gets us back to a place that we want to be, you know, establishing a winning culture and stuff. It's been a rough 5 years.
John, when the process did you settle on Pat or start to settle on Pat as being your guy?
I mean, he gave about as good an interview, and I've interviewed a lot of coaches in my time. That's about as good an interview as I've ever been involved with. And just the more discussion we had about him and the more research we did, particularly with people who had coached against him, who had played against him, who had played for him, it just was all positive. And so we just had a good vibe right from the very beginning, and that stayed with us right through the end of the process.
What was so good about that interview?
It just was so professional, and his philosophy on building a team. I mean, you know, when he said you got to be able to block him, that's something that hit home with me, because obviously we've had our issues there, and he and Dave seem to mesh very well together. And you have to have that, too. You have to have a coach and a general manager that they don't have to agree all the time. In fact, you don't want them to agree all the time, but they've got to be able to communicate, respect one another, and have similar philosophies. And I think we have that now.
John, the words maturity and adult professionalism keep getting thrown around. Why are those important at this time?
You know what? It's such a tough job. And especially coming off of a season like we came off of, 3-13, with all the issues we had in the locker room and everything else, you need somebody who is a, quote, adult, unquote, and who is professional and who has a certain demeanor to walk in there and start to straighten things out. And I think he has all those qualities, but, you know, time will tell.
John, you were advocating at the point that Geno Smith started. I mean, you advocated at least taking a look at Geno and Davis Webb. At that point, did you still have in mind that Eli was still your guy, or have you kind of changed your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had that feeling, but at the point that our season was at, we felt like it made sense to at least see what we had in the other two guys, and it just... I want to forget about that whole thing, so stop bringing it up, please.
No, I was okay? just bringing it's, it up.
It was something that was mishandled, and I've taken responsibility for that, and it falls on my shoulders. I wish we would have gotten a little more of a look at Davis Webb, but you know, we have an opportunity to do that now.
I'm just bringing it up in the context of he seems more secure in his job now than he has, or just as secure as he has any time in the last 14 years, based on what you and Dave and now what Pat has said.
Well, I don't think that's an unfair statement. I think both Dave and Pat are still very positive about him, and that's important.
John, we know you interviewed six candidates. Did you explore anybody else beyond that? I mean, how did you come down to the six?
I mean, we talked about a lot more guys other than the six, but you know, you have to limit it at some point. And we felt very strongly that we had six guys that we could certainly envision being head coaches here, and you know, ultimately decided on Pat, and I'm very happy with that. I told him if he handles the rest of his tenure as smoothly as he just handled that press conference, he'll be very successful.
John, it seems as though him and Dave Gettleman, from what he just said, are so compatible. How am I underestimating that, and how important was that?
That is important. Again, I don't think they have to agree all the time, and as I said before, I don't want them to agree all the time. I want there to be, you know, healthy discussions between them, but they've got to be able to communicate and respect one another. And I think that will certainly be the case here.
John, how early in the process did you realize that not only did you want him, but he really wanted you?
He made it pretty clear right from the beginning that he wanted this job. And, you know, that did resonate with me. I mean, you want somebody that really wants to be here, that thinks that there's something special about this franchise as opposed to it just being another job. And he communicated that very well right from the beginning. But, you know, this was not the easiest decision in the world. We had some great candidates there, and there was a lot of discussion back and forth. But at the end of the day, we all felt, you know, very comfortable with him.
And what about just the sense that, you know, he's not the flashy pick, certainly. He's not a flashy guy. He's not a flashy, he's an up-and-coming rising.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for flash. I was looking for somebody who I could envision leading us in the future. And as Dave said, it was a professional and who's an adult, and I think he he checks all the boxes there.
John, is there still a spot for Spags in this organization?
I think that's up to Pat. I mean, we let him fill the staff. I mean, I'm not sure where he's going to go. I mean, we've hired a defensive coordinator now, so I'm not sure that anything less than that's going to be acceptable to Steve. But who knows?
John, you obviously stood here 2 years ago and felt you had the right guy.
Yep.
So what gives you the confidence?
Two more years of experience, Pat has had more experience, not only as he had some head coaching experience, but he had a lot of coordinating experience. He's older, he's more mature. I think he's learned from what didn't work in the past. And I think you could see in there, everything about him just cries out that he's a professional. And we have every reason to think that he's going to be a head coach here for a long time.
John, I'm just wondering, when you talked with Pat and all the coaching candidates, obviously they had other jobs, they weren't following things as closely as, we were or the fans were. Did you bring that stuff up, or do you just basically say to them, clean slate, we'll leave the past in the past, or do you learn from those mistakes?
Well, you want him to be able to come in, and I like what he said in there about everybody starts with a clean slate. I think you have to do that. He certainly was aware of some of the issues that we were dealing with, although not maybe in great detail. But we got the feeling very early on that he was mature enough and professional enough to deal with all those issues. And time will tell.
John, has Eli made it clear to you?
Hold on. We'll do serving. Jordan will be the last one.
Has Eli made it clear to you that if you were to pick a quarterback at number two, he's okay with that?
He has said that to Dave, yes. I didn't have that discussion with him, but that was part of the discussion that Dave had with him. And, yeah, he'd be okay with that. He's a professional, and he's a competitor. I don't think that's going to phase him in the least.
All right, you have the key pieces in place now. How do you move forward? Obviously, Odell wants a contract. He's in the 50-year option. How do you move forward from this point forward on that?
We'll deal with that at the appropriate time, but that's not necessarily right now. I've said before many times that we wanted to be a Giant, and we'll get something done at some point in time. But I want first Pat to sit down with them and them to have a good understanding about how we're going to act going forward. And I have a lot of confidence that that's going to work out well. But we'll see.
All